This is the Financial Side of Life Podcast, Episode 5.
Welcome to the Financial Side of Life Podcast. Our mission, to empower you with smart financial strategies and show that it's possible to get a college education, save, invest, retire, or do whatever makes sense to help you live your best life. We'll meet amazing people and professionals who will share stories about how they do it, and together we hope to bring a little sanity to your complex financial life. And now, here is your host, certified financial planner pro and founder of Avea Financial Planning, Angie Ferbaten-LaRossi.
Hey everybody, Angie Ferbaten-LaRossi here. Welcome to today's show. I met my first guest just about a month ago when she was giving a presentation here locally about the Washington Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, known as GET for short. The GET program is Washington's 529 prepaid tuition savings program that families can utilize to save for college. Washington has a brand new investment-based 529 plan coming out soon called Dream Ahead College Investment Plan. And we'll talk more about both of these programs in our interview. So her role at GET is as the community relations manager, and she has been working at GET for 18 years now. At her presentation last month, one of the things I found most interesting, in addition to her depth of knowledge about the program, was her personal story as a single mom of two boys and how she decided saving for college was one of her priorities and how she managed to do so. I found it interesting because I think so often families just don't feel there is a way to save for college without disrupting their current lifestyle. So she'll tell us a little more about that and how she did it. So she is joined by the Senior Associate Director at GET, who has been focusing his work on the new 529 plan, and he'll talk more about that with us as well. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my guests today, Jackie Ferrato and Luke Miner of the Washington GET program. Welcome, Jackie and Luke.
Hi there.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. So we're going to start with just a couple of questions. You've both been at the GET program for several years, Jackie for 18, I believe, yeah. And Luke for 5 or so.
Yeah, I've been there about 5 years.
Okay. Can you each tell us a little bit more about your roles there?
Yeah, I'd like to start because I've been there for 18 years. I feel like that's kind of a special place, you know, having been there that long. Yeah. So my role right now is a community relations manager, and I really love it because I get to be the one that gets out in the communities and have that chance to talk to families, parents, grandparents, community leaders, and school representatives kind of one-on-one and face-to-face, and really dig deep into understanding the importance of saving for college, but also how 529 plans are a really effective way for parents to do that, and how it compares to other ways of saving that just helps boost the way that families can do that over the course of time. So my job is getting out on the road, and I love it.
Excellent. Thank you. How about you, Luke?
Yeah, so I've been with the GET program since 2012, and I came here initially as a marketing coordinator for the program, and Jackie really took me under her wing, showed me the ropes with GET. She's just such a great asset to the GET team. She's just so committed to helping families learn about the program, and I think she's really instilled that in me. And with all of the other folks of us who came on in the marketing department since I've been here as well. And so recently, I had been the associate director for marketing communications, so kind of running the shop for our promotional efforts around the program, as well as communicating with customers. And it's just so rewarding to be able to connect that experience of someone enrolling in the program, or even having that thought about what can I do for my children to look ahead to their future, all the way to hearing these great success stories from people and families who have sent their students through college and they now have a college degree and get help them with that. And so my current role here at GET is the Senior Associate Director. So my role is very much the same, but it's expanded. So I do a lot of work, legislative relations, working with our governing board, the GET committee, who sets the policies for the program, and has really had a lot of work over the last couple of years responding to some changes that I believe we might be talking about.
Okay. Yeah, we will. Exactly. And so I know that the original prepaid program has been open to account holders since 1998. Mm-hmm. And so would you tell us a little bit how that type of college savings program works?
I'm going to tackle that one. So GET, we mentioned earlier, is the 529 prepaid college tuition plan. And our program, the GET program, works on a unit system. And sometimes people kind of interpret that word unit into other words. And so we often like to make sure we're clarifying that a unit is really a form of measurement. So 100 units will represent or is equivalent to a year's worth of tuition at Washington's highest priced public institution. So we focus on the UW and or University of Washington and Washington State University. So if a family was interested in saving for a year's worth of tuition for their child, 100 units would be equivalent to that. And so a family can have for each child in their family up to 600 units, which would equate to 6 years. And sometimes people say, well, good grief, I hope my kids don't take 6 years to get to college. And the reality is that's probably not going to happen. But a family can save up to that amount for a student, and then a student can use up to 150 of their units each year that they're in college to pay towards expenses such as tuition, fees, room and board, books and supplies. So the unit system really helps people just kind of gauge, you know, how they're saving and getting close to a particular goal. Certainly doesn't mean that somebody has to have a set number of units. In fact, some families, you know, as they're just building up their accounts, you know, their kids could be ready for college and they have 279.654. It all equates out in the end to a dollar amount, and that's what they draw from to pay for expenses. And so the units, again, are really just a form of measurement.
Okay. And so are there things that the GET will not pay for, or the monies in the program are not allowed to be paid for?
Well, the IRS sets the regulation on what can be paid for out of any 529 plan. And so that would be tuition, fees, room and board, books and required supplies. So GET specifically doesn't say, yes, we'll pay for this, or no, we'll not pay for that. If the IRS regulation allows for it, then a family can use that money for any one of those categories there. So we will sometimes see a student receive a scholarship, and then so the family doesn't need to use the money, or that particular student doesn't need to use the money for tuition, so they may use it for room and board instead. And there are other options for not, you know, if that a particular student isn't going to need that money, that they can transfer it to another family member, save it to be used for another time, or even taking a refund of the money, you know, at the end if they really didn't use up all that money or didn't have another student to give it to. So it's really useful, has a lot of flexibility.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So then how can a family buy units?
When they open up an account, our program has two different payment plans is what we call them. But they're really just two different ways of making contributions. One we call lump sum, which really means that a family can deposit into an account for their student any amount of money that they want to at any time. For example, a parent might say, I'm going to save $100 a month for my child. Well, our current unit price is $113 per unit. So a parent wouldn't be buying a whole unit with that $100, but it still is $100 and it's worth saving, right? So every time they put any amount of money in, they're accumulating units or portions of units to build up the pot. And in the lump sum plan, there's no requirement to do anything specific. And so it just builds up however much they can or how often they can deposit any amount of money into it. The other payment plan is called a custom monthly, and it's a very structured monthly payment. So families would have it, look at the chart that we have on our website and in our materials, and decide how many units they want to buy in a bulk. Like, so we have a 50 unit contract or 100 unit, and it goes all the way up to 600. And then there would be a term of time that they would have to be making the payments on that contract to satisfy the contract when their student was ready for college. And it's this, there would be a monthly payment associated with that. So for example, and this is not verbatim because I don't have the enrollment kit in front of me, but for example, if somebody wanted 100 units and they wanted to pay for it over 10 years, there's going to be a very specific monthly payment attached to that. That family would pay that amount of money, and at the end of their contract, they've bought those 100 units. And oftentimes we'll have families do both, you know, because grandparents will make contributions to an account, and that money plops in into that account and helps build it up. So the student would then have more units available to them.
Okay. And then I know when I was evaluating the GET program many years ago, I opted not to do the payment program because I just didn't know what my family could afford over time, because we were looking at a long period of time. So if people are into a type of payment program, what are, if they have difficulty keeping up with something, or what are some of the ways out of that, or is there a way out?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, the whole basis of the program is about helping and encouraging families to save. And so, you know, there's so many different things that can happen along the way. And we certainly don't want people to feel like, you know, they're now stuck in something that they, you know, are no longer able to continue to do. So with a custom monthly plan, if somebody started with that and then it, unforeseen situation comes along and they need to make changes to their contract, they would reach out to our contact center. There's a fully trained staff of like five or six people that can help them and talk them through what their account looks like now and the options for changing it, which would simply mean that they either reduce the number of units they're going to purchase, or they change the amount of time they're going to be making payments. And in some cases, we've seen people do what we call a conversion. So they've converted their account to be a lump sum plan instead of a custom monthly plan. So they're no longer obligated to a specific monthly payment. They retain the number of units that they start, that they have at that point in time. And then they can then contribute at, you know, more or less or any time along the way that they want to. So it's very flexible. We've, you know, seen people start with lump sum and then add a custom monthly later on when it's more doable for them to be locked into a payment amount. And then other times where we've seen people have a custom monthly and have to convert it, and not necessarily because of a negative situation or like, you know, a job loss or something like that, but even if they suddenly came into a large amount of money or a significant amount of money and were considering doing a payoff, then we would certainly encourage them to call in and talk to our contact center staffs to help them review the options and reduce any finance charges that they would not have to pay if we changed the way the plan is that they chose to do. So there are ways to be flexible to the customer or to the and to the family to make sure that their savings is still being maintained and protected instead of them like giving up completely.
All right, good. And I remember when I was first looking at GET, it was when my kids were born and young, which was early 2000s. And one of those early years, the unit price was right around $42. And I remember thinking I could have bought a year's worth of tuition for $4,200 at the time, and how I thought that was a pretty good deal.
Right.
I didn't have $4,200 to use for that matter.
That was my year too.
You know, and then the benefit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was it? And so the benefit of doing this type of program is that tuition tends to rise over time, and tuition was rising quite dramatically over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it has increased a lot year by year. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. But I remember very vividly $42 a unit and $4,200 for 1 year was, it just stuck with me. So, and what did you say the current prices and the current payout are now?
Well, the current unit price is $113 per unit. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, you know, families can don't have to contribute that amount very specifically. They can put in what they can put in. That's probably the more realistic and encouraging pieces that we want families to develop the routine of savings, not necessarily that they have to do anything specific, you know. Of course, the more you can save, the more you'll have later, but it's more important to be getting into the rhythm and the routine of doing any kind of savings. That's where you find more success and build up your savings is when you've been doing it on a regular basis and see, you know, how it grows. So, and that's a good thing to talk about with parents because they sometimes don't see that that's a possibility because they limit themselves, I think, a little bit to it's got to be this or that. And it really doesn't have to be. It needs to be, you know, it can be something that you work into. You build along the way, just like our retirement, you know, we do that slowly. So now the current payout value, and I'm glad that you brought that up because that is a different number. The payout value is specifically tied to what the guarantee says is that 100 units will be equivalent to the actual cost of tuition of the highest priced Washington Public University. So this academic year, 2017 to 18, the cost of tuition at University of Washington Tacoma is $10,386 for the year. So that means our payout value is $103.86 per unit. Mm-hmm. And that typically families who are using their units now and getting paid out at that had bought units when they were much lower than they are today.
Right. Like that $42.
Right. Right. Like that $42 a unit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So I wanted to also get into talking about the new Dream Ahead program, which is brand spanking new. It's so new, it's not even open, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
It's still coming, but I obviously don't know details about that. And I think, Luke, is that something you can talk to us about?
Sure, definitely. So just the basic rundown of what the program will be. This is a model of program that's not unfamiliar in other states. So a lot of people who have heard of 529 plans may be more familiar with this kind of model. And it's a type of college savings program, just like GET in the tax benefits, but in the way that you save, works more like a 401k or an IRA, a retirement fund. You have a choice of different investments that you can pick from. That range from conservative options up to aggressive, very equity and stock-based portfolios. And on top of that, so basically there are multiple ways that states will choose to set up these type of plans. And many of them include year of enrollment portfolios, which work like retirement target date funds. You, based on the age your child is today, you anticipate the year that they're going to go to college, and you can do a glide path, and you can say, you know, let us and our investment managers take care of adjusting your investments over time. So they go from more aggressive equity-based investments down to more conservative ones as the child ages, and preserving your capital in the later years when you need to go to use your benefits. And in addition to that, we have static portfolios that don't self-adjust over time, and including a cash preservation option, which is very low risk compared to our growth option, which would be very equity-based, but also a lot more risk and potential growth associated with that. So that's the main difference with GET is in the way that you invest. With GET, it's more like tuition insurance. No matter what happens out in the stock market, you know that you've prepaid a certain amount of tuition. What if you bought 100 units, that's a year of future tuition in our state. With Dream Ahead, you could have some higher earning potential, but you as an investor bear the direct risks associated with that program.
Okay. And so that's a really important distinction, you know, the guaranteed part of the GET, which is the G, and this investment-based program, which is new, but like all states have a traditional 529 plan like this one, is that it's a big distinction. And so when families are evaluating the two programs, what are some of the things that they might consider one over the other, or even a combination of the two?
Right. Well, that's a really important consideration because, as we know, everyone's financial situation is different. Everyone's family is different. The time at which a family feels prepared to start their college savings is different. So different time horizons we're talking about. We find Get has worked really well for families. They may be families who are risk averse, who don't want the traditional stock market based approach, or maybe they have investments there too, but want to diversify and have some of that downside risk protection with an investment in Get. And again, you know, an investment with Get, as Jackie highlighted earlier, you're starting out paying a premium over current tuition prices because you're prepaying future tuition. So there's no guarantee with Get that you're going to make money. And we're very open about that. But what the guarantee is that no matter what happens to tuition prices in the future, and no matter what happens to market performance, that your tuition that you bought will equal a year in the future. So that's the big distinction there with Get. And some people, that really appeals to them. But others, especially, you know, and sometimes it depends on how the market is doing, are more attracted to market-based investments where you can kind of set your risk tolerance. You're willing to take the risk for the potential of greater rewards in the form of investment returns. But you as the investor bear the risk. So what we see with these programs is they're not mutually exclusive. We really see an opportunity for families to potentially be looking at both programs, you know, and weigh them side by side. One program might work better than the other, or they could work well together to help diversify your investments. And again, like I said, with Get, the most important thing is to consider your timeline. We really, you know, we're limited on financial advice that we can provide to families, but we definitely encourage folks who have older children, middle school, high school, to really think twice about whether Get may be the most ideal investment for them, because it works optimally when children are young, when you're starting out with that. Whereas Dream Ahead, you know, again, with any investment, the longer time horizon you have to save, the better. But there could be situations where it works better for an older student starting out.
Okay. In the Get literature that I picked up at the presentation last month, I read that about 86% of families always knew that their child would go to college, and yet only 39% have made a plan to save. And so the first thing that kind of goes through my mind is that college, and I will speak from my own point of view, college seemed so far away when they were babies, even when they were little. Mm-hmm. You know, college is so far away. And there's all this time between you and that event, and there's time to save. And then second, I think we oftentimes don't quite know what the future holds. And I'm a little reluctant to save for something I'm not even sure my kid is going to do. You know, I don't know if my child would be going on to college. I would encourage them to, and I'm planning on that, but I still don't know. And so when other families are thinking that their kids might go to college, but they aren't making any plan, you know, what can you say to help them, those families who either might be procrastinating or they're just a little indecisive, they're on the fence, you know, not knowing if their student's going to go to college? What could you say to someone like that?
Well, our easy answer would be it's never too early to start saving. But to your point, there's a lot of expenses that face families, especially when they're starting out raising young kids. College just seems, like you said, so far off and just one more thing to compete for limited resources. And so I think Jackie shared earlier a really important point is to not try and take on this whole issue and be overwhelmed by the thought of I have to pay for it all today. It's like, what we really encourage people, and part of our campaign over the last few years has been life is full of first, take your first step today. So even if that's a first step, if that's commitment, saying I can commit, you know, $50 this month to get my plan started. I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to make regular payments, but I can get this started and I can chip away at it over time. So I think that's the real thing is framing it how not being overwhelmed by this thought of paying, you know, this potentially tens of thousands of dollars a bill, but it's like, what can I do? What resources can I free up? We often talk with families about things such as their tax returns, such as that daily $5 latte they might be buying, where opportunities where you can find free up a little bit of money each month and make a commitment to saving for college. And another important thing we like to remind people of is while college seems far off, it, as you know, you probably know, comes much quicker than expected. Yeah. So So we like to share with families, third grade is halfway to college.
Right.
The student's 9 years old in third grade. So that's halfway to college. And so that kind of puts things in perspective for people it may seem like a long ways off, but it always come much quicker than you hoped it would. So.
Okay. And how about like with the 529, the new 529, when does that come out, by the way, or when does that open for new business?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We are targeting May 1st as a soft launch day. And what that means is we'll be fully operational and open for business and people can set up accounts. But we're going to kind of see how the first couple of weeks goes. And it may be, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And we want to make sure that everything's running smoothly. It's what people are expecting. We're working on the user experience. And so our goal being that later in May or by June, that we're fully launched. We're out there publicizing the program just like we do with Get and encouraging people to save.
Okay. And with the Get program, the Get has an opening and closing time. So when are those dates?
Yeah, the enrollment period is November 1st through May 31st every year. And so we really encourage families to take action within that enrollment period, because if they decide to wait, then there will be a summer. We take the summer off because we have to assess what the outcomes of the state legislative session are, universities setting their tuition rates for the fall, and then we have to publish a new unit payout value, and then following that, a new unit purchase price. And so you never know. There was a period of time, for example, where the Get unit price didn't change for 3 years, but there was other periods of time where the Get purchase price was climbing steadily along with tuition every year. So the sooner, you know, it all works together. The sooner a family starts saving, the more time they have to save, and they also have the longer time horizon for Get to work in their favor, potentially.
Okay. So you touched on that, and I kind of mentioned it earlier on too. I recall that around in 2013, I think it was around 2013, tuition in Washington State was frozen, and then it got reduced, which is pretty surprising when tuition had been increasing at a pretty dramatic rate for several years prior to that. So that happened between 2013, 2016, if I remember. And because of that, the Get program had to also freeze the program to, was it new investment?
That's correct.
And then ultimately had to recalculate both the unit price and the payout price. And so as I understand it, to watch tuition increases, I believe it's now tied to the increase in minimum wage in Washington. Is that also right?
Pretty close. So it's the growth, the average growth in median hourly wage in the state. And it's a 14-year look back, and it's a moving average. So, and we've pegged that at a little over 2% a year. And so that is the current tuition policy, that tuition cannot grow by any more than that index number.
Okay. And are there projections that are, projections are just guesses. So is there projections for the next few years as to what that increase is going to be? Is it 2%?
Yeah, over the what we know, and we work with an actuary who works very closely with our committee, with the Get committee, to manage the fund, to set our unit price every year and do evaluation of the program to see how well positioned we are to honor our guarantee in the future. And so as part of that, we do look at what we know. We know for the biennium, that's the 2 years the state sets their annual budget or their biennial budget, that they'll stick to this tuition policy, and it'll be approximately 2%, probably about 2.3 in this coming academic year. But especially at the start of a new biennium, when there's a long legislative session, discussions happen again, and it depends what's going on out in the marketplace, in the economy. If schools are feeling the pinch of, like the recession back in 2008, 2009, that was a time where tuition was skyrocketing, and the tuition policy was different at the time, but we don't know what future legislatures may or may not do. But for now, we do know that the long-term solution that's been said by the legislature is to cap this future tuition growth. The actuary builds in a model that's based on historical patterns as well. We have the couple years that we know what the tuition policy is going to be, and then reverts to a long-term average after that, which he's pegged closer to about 5%. That's not saying the legislature won't stick to the tuition policy, and we certainly aren't making any insinuations that they won't. It's just another, it's a point to consider that the tuition policy has changed drastically over the last decade, last couple decades. So,
okay. Kind of makes it challenging to plan for.
It does. And so that's why we try to remind GET customers and people who are interested in GET that GET is a program that really is about hedging against long-term tuition inflation. And as you pointed out, we had a period of time where we saw a first for GET and a first for our state, for that matter, that tuition actually went down. It reversed course because I think what the legislature ultimately arrived at was tuition inflation was growing too fast, and it was time for a correction in that. The fortunate thing was they were really mindful about the impact that would have on GET and put provisions in there for us to be able to compensate customers so that the drop in tuition did not negatively impact their GET accounts as far as the value of their total account. So that's that adjustment you spoke to. We're able to, while lowering the payout value, we're able to add units back to customer accounts to ensure they wouldn't lose money. The other thing that's important to point out about that, though, is that was stated to be a one-time adjustment, and so it does not guarantee that we would do the exact same thing if this happened in the future. It would depend on whatever legislation would come through that would potentially do that. But we do. And that's another new precedent that's been set for GET is we don't guarantee that you'll make money. We don't, in fact, guarantee that the value of your purchase will be, will even be on par with what it's worth in the future. But that's why we encourage the long-term saving horizon and to be realistic about what the model is. It's tuition insurance. So no matter what the dollar value is in the future, if you bought that year of tuition today, it's going to be covered in the future. But I think the precedent we've set as a program and what the legislature has said is that we are still committed to making sure that changes in tuition don't have potentially negative impacts on GET customers. We want, hopefully there's harmony between those two things. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to, Did you want to add something?
Oh, I'm sorry. One more piece about that is another result of, on a positive note, I think of this tuition reduction. Not only did it benefit everyone in the state who wants to send a child to public school, they felt the ease of the financial burden of paying for school, but also it allowed us to come back out and lower our unit price. And so that's what part of those 2 years was spent doing, was to make these adjustments to adjust people's accounts, but also come out with a lower unit purchase price. And now we're going to be coming out with an alternative way to save for college for customers who also want to look at the market-based option.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wanting to go back to something I mentioned. When I listened to Jackie's presentation last month, she spoke on a personal level about her own story of saving money for her own two sons. And I thought it was a very compelling story about yourself. And it really spoke to me as a parent. I think a lot of people can relate to the challenge between conflicting goals of, you know, our day-to-day life, saving for the future, saving for college, and what that all encompasses. And I was wondering, Jackie, if you might share with us a little bit more about your story with you being a single mom raising two kids, how you decided that was a priority in your life, and how did you do that? How did you make it happen?
Yeah. Well, thank you for, I'm glad to know that, you know, examples and my story was, that it was something that resonated with you. And I agree. I've shared my story other times and people have said, that sounds like me. And so it gave them hope, you know, to know that it isn't something that they have to tackle all at once. And so what really hit me at that time was that I have these two boys and a single mother and just trying to kind of like pull everything together. I had to live in what I call my here and my now. We had a mortgage, we had cars, the kids had things to do. We still had to live the life that we were in at that point in time. But I needed to be sure, at least for myself, my thought was that my kids really needed to be prepared financially to go to college. And I didn't want to be overburdened with debt all along the way. And I didn't want to be looking at myself at the point of retirement, even still having, if that ever happened, where I'd be, you know, having to portion out some of my income to cover expenses for them just so that they wouldn't have, they wouldn't be overburdened with debt. So I started working for the program in early 2000. So I really, at that point, I was like, holy cow, I've got to do this, you know, and I'm going to find a way to do it. Well, one of the things was, you know, I mentioned earlier about the lump sum plan and how, you know, just saving a little bit along the way. And one of the things I started to do, and I certainly had no intention that this was, you know, going to be like an expectation when people came to visit me at my house, but I put this jar at my front door, and it was really my reminder to toss my change into that jar every day. And I showed the kids, I had the kids involved in realizing that if we just put our change in here, pretty soon we'll put that money into the, you know, the credit union account. And then we're going to move it from the credit union account once a month, and we're going to put it into their GET account. And so it became a habit of ours to just, and for the kids to see me just take the money out of my wallet and not use it on something that we didn't really need, and then watch that grow. And, but what started happening for me was that when my family or friends would come over to the house, they'd ask me, well, what's the jar about? And of course I had to make sure nobody was taking money out of the jar. Right. and so I told them, I said, it's really important for me to have the kids, for the kids to go to college. I wanted to be sure that they were going to be able to do that, and that money wasn't going to be the obstacle that got in the way. And so I asked my family to, because it was important to me, for them to cut back on the kinds of toys and things that they were giving the kids. And if they wanted to gift them things for their birthdays and holidays, to put money into their college savings account. And then also money, if they wanted to buy them something, a small something, then that would be great. And so that my family started doing that, but they also started putting their change in the jar every time they came to my house. And then we were building up their college savings account simply from loose change and, you know, pulling out the ones out of our wallet, and family just realizing what was important to me and how they could help. And that was probably one of the most it was such a reality check for me the fact that I told my family what was important and to me and how they could help me achieve that. And when I tell other people that, I said, it's as simple as telling them, we appreciate the gifts you give our kids, and the gift we want our kids to have is a college education. And when you tell them that's important to you, then they're going to help you with it. And every little bit helps. It doesn't matter if it's $3 on one day or 50 cents out of the wallet that afternoon, that 50 cents builds up over time. And we became very successful in our efforts of saving by the small little efforts we were doing in the early on. We weren't trying to climb a mountain. We were just trying to, you know, put a little bit away over time and watch it grow. And that bucket at the front door got pretty heavy sometimes, I have to say.
Oh, that's great. That's a great story. And that's just a great reminder that chipping away at it a little bit every day makes a difference.
Yeah.
So where can people find out more information about both the Dream Ahead program and the GET prepaid program?
Well, GET can, the website for GET is www.get.wa.gov, and our toll-free number is 1-800-955-2318. We have a customer service team or a contact center team who's available by phone and by email on our website. Dream Ahead would also has its own website address too, and that would be www.dreamahead, all one word in lowercase, .wa.gov. And like Luke mentioned, and he might add a little bit more here, but you know, when we do the soft launch, there'll be more information on there. Right now, there's an opportunity for people to go to the Dream Ahead website and put in their name and email address and get the updates to the program and the timelines and status automatically.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And just so you know, the information is coming, and we'll be hosting it soon, including the same information, like Jackie said, for the GAP program. We'll have a 1-800 number for the Dream Ahead program. And I think an important distinction, especially for people who are listening who are GET customers, is there will be a different customer service team helping them out with that, but we're still going to be same Washington team supporting that. We're just going to be having some help due to the investment-based nature of this program. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Any last pieces of advice to our listeners, our families out there?
Well, I'd like to offer one, and then maybe Jackie can close out with some of her wise words. But, you know, I think it's just really important for families to you know, like the story that Jackie shared today and some of the points we've talked about, is don't be overwhelmed by the whole package. Is see what little bits you can do here and there, and get creative and get the family involved in the savings effort. I think creativity is one of the biggest things, because everyone's savings plan, whether it's for retirement, whether it's for college, whether it's for bills, it is different. So however you can get creative about the ways you're freeing up money, or potentially finding other little sources of income, and making a commitment and writing out that commitment and talking as a family about that. I think those are some of the really important things that can help set people up for success. And certainly, if you have the means to be able to do this, consult with a financial advisor. They can be a vast wealth of resources, as I'm sure you can probably attest to. Yeah.
Excellent. Jackie, any last parting words?
Only that, you know, in the 18 years that I have been with the GET program, and not only have my kids grown, but now I'm fortunately a grandparent too, of a 7-year-old and a 19-month-old. And the gift of giving and the gift of college education just kind of keeps on growing, you know. And I am just so excited about the fact that, you know, in that little effort that I put out in the early days, you know, of GET, but also when my kids were much younger, I used that opportunity and that experience to also teach my children, you know, about what it means to be financially prepared, not just for college, but for life in general. And I tell families that I speak to all the time, don't discount getting your kids involved in what you're doing and why savings matters. Even if you're just saving to, you know, like if you start talking to them about saving for a toy or something, you know, when they catch the bug, they really want to do it, and they're learning from our example. And so it's taking that opportunity to change the, you know, the maybe what things had been like in, you know, in from the family trend is, you know, maybe, oh, we don't know how to do it, we don't do it, or it's just too hard, and change that by doing a little something and letting the kids help you along the way, because they want to do it, you know. So don't forget the kids' involvement in right. that matters a lot to them too. So yeah,
excellent.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate that we had a chance to share all this with you today too.
Well, and I came across a great idea the other day. It's not my own. I'm going to probably borrow it, though. That May 29th is 529 yes. day. And I'm going to see what I can do to put some social media posts out to promote savings in general, savings in the GET and the new 529 plan, and working toward those important goals of helping our kids
yes.
avoid burdensome student loan debt
yes,
by
absolutely.
Saving for college. So I really appreciate you both stopping by the podcast
yeah, it was fun.
Today,
even remotely.
So thank you, Jackie yeah. Ferrato and Luke Miner of the Washington GET and the Dream Ahead programs. Thank you very much for helping us out today. Appreciate it.
Thank you too.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
I want to thank Jackie and Luke for stopping by the podcast booth and sharing their information about the Washington GET and Dream Ahead college savings plans and their personal stories with us today. For more information about the GET and Dream Ahead programs, please visit dreamahead.wa.gov and get.wa.gov or call 1-800-955-2318. And thank you for listening to our program. Be sure to check over the show notes for details from our conversation. And I invite you to listen to our other episodes and subscribe to our podcast at aveafp.com. That's AVEA, F like financial, P like planning.com, and leave a review. And please feel free to join our exclusive podcast community on Facebook at Financial Side of Life. Thank you for tuning in.